moment we have conversations around the metaverse, African metaverse, but we are going to switch things up. Okay, we are going to get into a very interesting conversation, and we're looking at the need for sexual education in Africa. Now, let me bring a stat to you that shocked me. With over 13 million children born to women under the age of 20, and 90 of those living in developing countries, and Africa topping the list, it's imperative that we have sexual education given to the youth. Now, the reality is that sex is a taboo conversation in the African household. It's almost left to the adults to understand. But the reality is that the same child that we're not having this conversation with is going to become an adult that is uninformed about matters concerning sex. And I think just the normalization of conversation could spare us a few things. Now, joining us on the line is Duduetsang Meti, who is the Senior Communications Manager at IBIS. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having us on the platform.
Lovely. Now, I want us to sort of delve into the realities that we currently see, and I suppose we can use South Africa as our context in terms of teenage pregnancy, the realities that we see within our youth, and this being the adult stream, so to speak, that have sort of risen from the fact that we don't get education on sex as young ones. You know, I think the products of this kind of experience can be seen within our adult sphere, not just the children alone. So if you could please paint a picture of what's currently going on statistically and just socially amongst individuals.
So like you opened out with the stat that you mentioned, that over 13 million children are born to women who are under 20 years old. It's scary. You think of yourself back when you were 20, you think about some of the decisions that you had to make. You think about the kind of life challenges that you had. Now add a child on top of that, and you can imagine how financially, you know, expensive it is, how emotionally of a toll it can take on, you know, a young adult. And oftentimes, you know, they find themselves in circumstances where this child was not planned. They don't have, you know, the ability to look after this child and take care of this child. And so, you know, it's quite scary to think that young children could have prevented all of these things had they had access to comprehensive sexuality education. What we know, evidence from, you know, organizations like UNICEF and other health research that we work on, is that when you make comprehensive sexuality education available to young people, what you are enabling and empowering them to do is to make better sexuality decisions. So if they do engage in sex, they know that, okay, I don't want a child, I don't want an unwanted pregnancy, they have protected sex. They are able to make better decisions around, for instance, how alcohol can lead you to make bad decisions. They're able to make better decisions around how much they drink, et cetera, and because they understand the dangers of abusing alcohol and how it can lead them to other, it can make them even more vulnerable and expose them to potential gender-based violence, et cetera. And so that kind of information is what we want to put out through the MA project, where we encourage young people to talk about these things, to talk about them in ways that empower them and not necessarily encourage them to have sex, but to say, when you have this kind of information, you're able to make better decisions. Yeah. And we want young people to be able to make better decisions through information that is evidence-based. It is also packaged in a way that it is child-appropriate or age-appropriate. And that's basically why we are advocating for comprehensive sexuality education and for it to be made accessible to young people.
Yeah. The voice of Duduetsang Meti, who is a senior communications manager at IBIS Reproductive Health, joining us on the line to really stretch the importance of ensuring that our youth is fairly educated when it comes to matters of sex. 20 minutes after 3 p.m. Central African time, Duduetsang, let's take a bit of a breather. When we get back, we continue this conversation.